Now, though, I will say, and I'm delighted to say, we are up, ready and running, and ready to rock and roll with our first guest for today. He is a man who knows about all things Dutch football, and a man who we haven't checked in with for a very long time now. The season is upon us. It is, joining us here on WFD, Mr. Martin Dertsker, all the way from Holland. Martin, how you doing, mate? It's a pleasure to have you back on the show. We haven't had you in a very long time, man. How have you been?
Well, I've been doing okay, actually. I enjoyed watching the Confederations Cup. That was the football that was on here in Holland during the summer, and that was good to watch. Good to see some of those Brazilian players that are now coming to Europe, like Neymar and Paulinho, in a serious competition. And the season's already started, so in that regard, summer's already over in Holland.
Yeah, you're one step ahead of the game here compared to the rest of us in Europe. And Martin, the start of the new season before last week, what were the thoughts going into the Dutch season? Obviously, you've got Ajax and your PSVs, but were there any expected people to be able to press and push these two sides to a Dutch title at the start of the year?
Well, the traditional challengers, as they've sort of manifested themselves over the past couple of years, are AZ from Alkmaar, FC Twente, and also Feyenoord, which is one of the traditional top three, which hasn't won a championship since 1998 or 99, if I'm not mistaken. So everybody's always looking for those teams to sort of go toe-to-toe with Ajax and with PSV during the course of the season. And in that regard, the beginning of the first match day was interesting because all of those teams didn't do very well. Fenton drew, Feyenoord lost away to the team that finished third from bottom last year, if I'm not mistaken, to Pek Zwolle, and AZ also lost. So Ajax and PSV won their opening matches, Ajax at home and PSV away from home. So it's shaping up. But if the first match has anything to go by, it's shaping up to be the good old two-horse race that we've become accustomed to, or we were accustomed to in the years before AZ and Twente won the titles.
Now AZ have had a bit of a rough off season in terms of two key departures: Adam Meijer going to PSV, and of course Josie Altidore leaving to go to Sunderland. In terms of trying to replace those players, what's it been like for AZ, or are those players irreplaceable in their squad?
I think that in terms of a bulky, strong striker, the Eredivisie doesn't produce many of those kinds of players, and most of the strikers coming out of Holland these days are the likes of, you know, Klaas-Jan Huntelaar and Ricky van Wolfswinkel, who are very good footballers and very good strikers, but are quite slight and don't have the same sort of physical capacity that someone like Josie Altidore does, and also someone like Wilfried Bony, who left Vitesse in the summer. I think it's going to be very difficult to replace Altidore like for like. And Maher is a player who was universally recognized last season in Holland as having a breakthrough season, being extremely talented, and also being very hard to replace. They took a midfielder from Heracles Almelo called Billy Overtoom, who's also has a bit of a reputation in the Eredivisie, seen as being someone that's fairly talented, but he hasn't really bedded in quite yet, and he's not really a like-for-like replacement for Adam Maher either. So it looks like they've really lost some good talent, which will be hard to replace.
You touched on Wilfried Bony there from Vitesse Arnhem, and Bony, of course, arriving in Wales for Swansea in the Premier League, but with an incredible goal-scoring record, of course, in the Eredivisie. Both he and Altidore have banged in goals in Holland, but we've seen players struggle to go from Holland to elsewhere in Europe and produce the same kind of form. Is Bony going to be a player that can produce not the same results, but quality results in front of goal for Swansea in the Premier League this year, do you think?
I think he will be able to. I think there's a sort of mixed track record of strikers coming from the Eredivisie and going to other leagues. On the one hand, you have people like Matija Kesman, who was very successful at PSV, so is the goal-scoring record at least for PSV, and also I think for the Eredivisie in the modern era, so to speak, in goals in a season. There's someone like Alfonso Alves, who scored 6 goals for SC Heerenveen in one game, and they both went on to other leagues Gassman went on to England and France and God knows where else. And Alves also went on to England and didn't do very well at all. In fact, they you could think justifiably call them flops in other leagues. And then on the other hand, you have strikers like Klaas-Jan Huntelaar, who scored a lot of goals for Heerenveen, scored a lot of goals for Ajax, and continued doing just that in other leagues, in the Spanish league, now the German league, and obviously, most famously, perhaps, Ruud van Nistelrooy, who did incredibly well for PSV and then did incredibly well for a whole host of other clubs. So the fact that you do well in the Dutch league isn't necessarily important for how you would do in foreign leagues, but if you take into account the other things, like other factors like just raw talent, the physicality of Wilfried Boni, and the fact that scoring as many goals as he did, he made it look so incredibly easy. I was at the game that Vitesse played against PSV in Eindhoven last season, and it almost looked as though he was kind of bored on the field, and every once in a while he'd get the ball, and then he'd just like score a goal, and it was as though he was just sort of taking a walk in the park, so to speak. It was incredible, and if you have talent to spare, as Boni definitely does, I think it's not going to be easy for him to step up another level, but I think he's going to do well in the Premier League. I think he's going to score north of 10 goals this season.
Wow, a decent start then for Wilfried Boni to his Premier League career, predicted by Martin there. Also, another loss, and it's funny that we always talk about the losses from Eredivisie at the start of the season, because so many players, quality players, do leave. PSV Eindhoven, they've lost Dries Mertens to Napoli. They've lost Kevin Strootman as well to Roma. When you look at Ajax, haven't really lost as many key players as maybe someone like PSV have. What's the difference in the gap between these two sides now in terms of quality of their squads?
Well, it's hard to say. You say that it is true that we usually talk about losses of players from the Eredivisie to other competitions, but in the case of PSV and also in the case of Ajax, we actually have a few established players coming into the squad. PSV has Stijn Schaars, who played for a couple of years at Sporting Lisbon and came back to Holland, joined PSV, and obviously Ajax has Bojan Krkić, who last played in Italy at Roma, if I'm not mistaken, but just on loan from Barcelona, where he still has a contract. Ajax lost is a bit of a misnomer, perhaps. Ajax lost a lone player, Isaac Krenka, that had for half a season, also from Barcelona, and have Bojan in return. So I think in that sense, yes, Kevin Strootman and Dries Mertens are definite losses for the Eredivisie, but I think we're getting some good players in return. In terms of the difference between PSV and Ajax, Ajax is a much more, shall we say, mature and established team in terms of how long the players have been together and in terms of their experience in the Eredivisie. The new coach, Philippe Cocu of PSV, has done a drastic rejuvenation of the entire squad, and a lot of those players are simply unproven in the Eredivisie. So we're going to have to see how they do over the course of the season. Like I said, the first signs in the qualifier for the Champions League are really promising, but you never know with young players whether they can stand up to the pressure and the sort of long slog of the season. So it's hard to tell now.
It's been important, I guess, for Ajax, so they've kept, at the moment, have at least kept on their books. Christian Eriksen, a man who a lot of people expected to be potentially off this summer, hotly touted going into the Euros last summer as well. A big for Ajax to have kept his services so far.
Yeah, there's a bunch of players which I'm surprised which haven't moved on yet, and Eriksen is definitely one of them. He had he didn't really have his breakout year last year because everybody already knew how good he was. But he has become the, I think it's fair to say, the linchpin of that Ajax side. The Ajax side who includes a lot of Danish players and also a very exciting young prospect called Victor Fischer, who came from Denmark at a very early age and had most of his training, his official training at Ajax. And has been touted as a huge talent, and actually, he did have kind of a breakout year last year because he moved up to the first squad and scored a couple of very important goals for them. So Fischer, who is also being followed by a bunch of scouts from other leagues, and Eriksen, and also there's at Heerenveen another Scandinavian called Finn Bogason, who scored an incredible amount of goals in a team that didn't do very well last season at Heerenveen. and he just scored two more goals in the opening game. So I think there'll be people in for him this summer as well.
For Ajax there, of course, in Champions League competition, PSV in the qualifying stages right now. For PSV, a strong start to the qualifying stage of the Champions League. And potentially, though, if they get through this third round and into the final round of the qualifying for Europe's Elite Tournament, a couple of difficult draws could come their way. Your thoughts on PSV's chances of being able to get through, though, and be that second team in the Champions League? Do you think that's a strong possibility, Martin, or do you think that it's still going to be a very difficult road ahead?
I think it's going to be very difficult. I think that PSV will win the tie against Zulte Waregem. They go to Belgium on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. To play the return leg, obviously the result of the first leg gives them a fairly comfortable position from which to reach that second part of the qualifying. Now, as I understand it, there are some, shall we say, second tier team or teams from the second tier competitions in Europe that will need to upset teams like Zenit St. Petersburg and one other, which name escapes me at the moment, but from the larger competitions, in order for PSV to be seeded for the next round. If that doesn't happen, PSV doesn't get seeded and we face a fairly difficult opponent, like, for example, an Arsenal or a Zenit St. Petersburg. I think that'll be a difficult story because not only is the team is incredibly talented, but it is very young. It is mostly inexperienced on the European stage, and obviously, the Russian league, the German league, the English league, all the leagues from which potential opponents can come, are just have a lot more quality than the Dutch league. It's an unfortunate but simple truth of football these days that where the money is, the quality also goes. And the Dutch league simply has a lot less money than these other leagues. So I think if we do, or if the PSV does reach the group phase of the Champions League, I think the team will have done very, very well and have beaten a lot of odds to get there. But I think it's going to be difficult.
And for Ajax as well, I mean, in that group of death last year made it so difficult for them to get through and qualify, drop down into the Europa League. But a team that everybody still remembers their glory days from the 90s, and also a team with such European pedigree and history to their name. I mean, do you see with the right group this could be an Ajax side that can get past and into the knockout stages?
Yeah, obviously, it depends on the group draw, and even though they were in that group of the death last year, they didn't do badly at all. Also, a lot of it depends, as we said earlier, about on whether or not certain key players will leave the squad. Ajax has always been very good at bringing through young players, talented young players, and having them make a name for themselves. But then, usually, they get sold on. So if that were to happen between now and the start of the group phases with, say, Christian Eriksen or Toby Alderweireld, their key defender, then I think it's going to be very difficult for them. But obviously, they have the history in the European competition. They have the fans expect to a certain degree that they spend the winter in Europe, as we call it here in Holland. That you survive the European competitions long enough to play some games in February. And who knows, with the right group, they could stand a good chance. But I think a lot depends on whether or not they can keep the group of players that they have right now intact. And also it depends, I think, a little on how well Bojan embeds in and how well he does for them, because he is a fantastic player, as most people know from his days at Barcelona and less so at Roma. But if he really kicks in the gear for them, then he can make a big difference, I think.
Be interesting to see how these Dutch sides can do in Europe, and of course how the Dutch Eredivisie title gets sorted out this season. Last one, Martin, very quickly. One word answer if you can. Who's going to win it this year? Is it going to be Ajax again this season?
Well, if you ask me that sort of question, it's very hard for me to remain impartial. And I have to say PSV. Sorry.
Oh, come on, Martin. Come on. Yeah, I know you've got faith in your side, and everybody has the blind faith, but surely it's Ajax once again. Martin, thank you so much for joining.
I think it could be ice, but I think PSV is going to push them more than they did last season.
Well, let's hope that it's at least an entertaining race as we get into the Eredivisie season in Europe already underway. And Martin Dertske joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all about Dutch club football. Martin, it's a pleasure to have you on, mate. And we look forward to catching up with you later on in the season. And we can start seeing Ajax maybe break away from your beloved PSV side, my man. Thanks so much for joining us, Martin. Martin Dertske there joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all things Dutch club football. Ajax, of course, steamrolling their way through the Dutch Premier League last season, winning by a comfortable margin, really, in the end. PSV making their way through the Champions League qualifying rounds, and they could be facing a Milan or an Arsenal or a Sociedad or one of those big sides in the final playoff round. But for the moment, they've got Zoet Waregem tonight again in the second leg, taking a 2-0 lead from that home win in Eindhoven.